Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, when you use promo code DNVR, guess what? New customers can make any $5 NBA pregame moneyline bet this week and get $150 in free bets if your team wins. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Welcome to the program, you guys. I am Susie Hunter. We have such a fun episode of the DNVR Rockies podcast for you today. We have a tarot reader in studio ready to go to make some predictions of the Rockies 2023 season. You cannot miss it. You cannot miss it. But first, we're going to get into some baseball headlines because that is what we are here for, in part. Some baseball headlines. Today's the day that the Dodgers are supposed to make the decision on Trevor Bauer. That is the big news that we're waiting for. And at the time of recording, it is 5 o'clock Mountain Time. We still do not have that news yet, but we are keeping our eyes open for it. It might break while we're on the show. Who knows? We got Kale here today too. Kale, do you have a mic? No, he doesn't have a mic yet.
But I have a mic.
He has a mic. He has a mic. Kale, we haven't done a show together in so long.
It's been so long.
It's been way too long, and it makes me sad, but we're starting this year off on the right foot.
Starting the year off with a Sue show. How could it be better?
Exactly. I have not been in Denver in like 3 weeks. I've been like in warm places, so there's a lot of snow right now. I wasn't ready. But yeah, the Trevor Bauer news, Kale's going to keep an eye on it. He sure will. Kale's going to keep an eye on if we get that decision while we are in this podcast. So just to recap, in case you don't know all the latest, his suspension was lifted by MLB, but the Dodgers have until today to make the decision on whether or not they are going to keep him in LA. We will see. The other news, this is NL West adjacent news. Eric Hosmer apparently going to the Cubs. The Cubs are paying so little of his salary. Kale, do we have that screen grab? This is from, okay, so our colleagues at CHGO Cubs have been having a field day with this. They made a pie chart because most of this salary is coming. We'd lost it. Sorry, guys. Hope you saw it. There it is. Okay. So as you can see, like 99% of his salary is coming from the NL West. It's coming from the Padres. And the Cubs are apparently paying him the absolute minimum that they could be paying him. Fascinating for a guy who has been moving around a bunch the past couple of months. He's got a new baby, too. It looked like they had like a custom nursery in Boston that will be doing them no good. Because you know I'm keeping up with his wife, Casey. I'm obsessed with her. Anyway, we are going to get to the good stuff. I know that the good stuff is the tarot reading today. We're going to get into that in a second. We got to shout out the people who make it all possible here at the DNVR bar. First of all, we make it possible. But yeah, listen up, fam. We've got watch parties pretty much every day of the week at the DNVR bar on the corner of Colfax and York. So check the events page on thednvr.com. And if you're not a diehard already, you are missing out on price breaks for Broncos tailgates. We've got one more of those on Sunday, so mark your calendar. You also get a discount on the Nuggets party buses, which are also so fun. That annual membership comes with a free shirt from dnvrlocker.com. Every year, you're getting a new t-shirt every year. And I always say, we have the softest merch in the game. You are getting extra raffle tickets at every watch party to win even more free gear. Those giveaways are insane. And you are getting all access to our diehards only Discord, so you don't have to worry about politics or jerks. You can just chat with everyone about whatever tickles your fancy. But yeah, don't fret if you are not a diehard already. It is only 50 cents for your first month at thednvr.com. And you know here at DNVR, we love our Breck Brew. Breck Brew has a new beer. I think we're the first podcast to announce the name.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So we are working with the Mile High City Golden Ale. And I'm obsessed with it. If you're watching us on YouTube, you're going to see the graphic right here. This is beautiful. I love this design, that throwback. And because of that throwback logo, can I talk about the party? I can talk about the party. This is... I am breaking news today. It is my duty to break party news. We're joined by a live studio audience, by the way. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you. Oh my God, you guys are so loud. There's only two people here. No, there's more. Love this. But yeah, we have a party coming up on Friday the 13th, this, you know, week from today, a throwback 80s themed party. There's going to be drink specials. There is going to be, is there free gear up for grabs? Is this real? First dibs. Okay, so if you get here early, you're going to be able to snag some free gear. There's a whole retro theme. The Nuggets play at 8:00 that night. But of course, you know, you can still get all the other Breck Brew beers you want to get. The Christmas Ale is still out. Buddy Pass is still out. Avalanche Ale. We love that Amber Ale. The Vanilla Porter Jr. is still around. The Broncos Country Pale Ale. We still got that. The Funslinger has been one of my favorite things this entire winter. We've got that too. And of course, my personal favorite, the Good Company Hard Seltzer. The honeydew flavor is my favorite thing on the face of this earth. So what's different about Breck Brews compared to other beers? Yeah, they're just the best. But yeah, enter your favorite beer lover into the Breck Nice List sweepstakes at breckbrew.com. Search the Nice List. Search for the Nice List. There's a link in the description. And you can check out that beer locator at breckbrew.com because we know you can find Breck Brew all over the country. I was drinking in North Carolina and in Florida. So there you go. And, of course, if there's one thing we love at DNVR, it's DraftKings Sportsbook. And that NBA season, you know that it is heating up and staying hot. There are still so many unknowns, but we know that our Nuggets are the best in the NBA. But when I'm looking to get in on the action, I bet with DraftKings Sportsbook. It is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet just $5 pregame moneyline on any NBA team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. So check this out. Right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, total rebounds. There's so much you can do with this. And the more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. So download the app now, sign up with code DNVR, Place that $5 pregame moneyline bet on any NBA team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Guys, we have such a special guest today. We have a tarot carder in. We have a tarot card reader in to predict what is going to happen with the Rockies 2023 season, maybe beyond. But welcome to Sakile Melkeshua.
Yeah, perfect.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, good. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for coming on. I'm so excited to meet you. We've been talking a little bit over the course of the past couple of weeks. Have you ever done a reading like this before?
No, I have not. I don't even know anything about baseball, but hey.
And I actually don't know anything about tarot. Like, I'm an astrology girly, but like, I really don't know a lot about tarot, so I'm excited to learn. Yeah. I'm just going to assume that this is the first time someone has done a tarot reading for an MLB team. I'm just going to go with that. You're watching history right here. So first of all, explain to us how tarot works.
Okay. So I'll do the best that I can here.
Mm-hmm.
So tarot follows a system. There is the major arcana and minor arcana. Basically, the major arcana are like themes that are like big themes, big for the universe. And then the minor arcana is like more into the...
Yeah.
It goes more into the details of... The major arcanas.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've seen cards or pictures of like the Fool or we have the High Priestess.
Yeah.
So those are examples of major arcanas.
Okay.
But then there's like the swords and the wands and it's numbered. So okay. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to just, I feel like the best way for us to learn it is to do it. So how can we use these cards to possibly make some predictions on what the Rockies season will look like this year?
All right. So let's see. I've been kind of shuffling a little bit.
Okay. I'm so excited.
And okay. First card. Woo.
Oh.
So this is a minor arcana. Don't be scared.
Okay. It just looks very violent because there's swords going through the heart.
Yeah, I know. But these are the Three of Swords, and they're in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be some challenges here.
Challenges.
Definitely.
And she actually doesn't know anything about baseball, so like you know that she's not just it's going to be a nightmare. Like, no, like this is real.
Yeah, so basically the Three of Swords are here. So maybe not the greatest start to the season.
Oh, okay.
But that's not to say that there's not going to be any wins. I guess.
Yeah, okay.
But the second card here is the Nine of Swords. But that's reversed because I do feel like later in the season, things are going to be picking up.
Oh.
So I do feel like, I guess some people, a lot of the fans maybe not have the best confidence in their team right now. But
things
are going to get better.
Bean season later in the
season? No research at all.
Is it concerning that like so far we've pulled two cards and all we keep seeing are swords?
No.
Okay.
Because swords, at least in my understanding, is all about release and letting go.
Interesting.
And so I do feel like let go of some expectations, but also does it mean that the team shouldn't try their best and they shouldn't play hard?
Letting go of expectations.
Absolutely. Because we have the Four of Pentacles here. So this is more about, at least what I'm getting was popping into my brain.
Yeah.
It's all about really trusting.
Okay.
And I do feel like when it comes to the team, go harder. And that's what's going to be like secure.
So you're saying that we should put some faith in the organization?
Yes.
Wow.
And also for the players to put some faith in themselves and everybody that's involved. Oh. I don't feel like this is going to be, I would say, like a 5-star season, but that doesn't mean that things aren't going to be better because we have the Two of Cups. So this is about collaboration and teamwork.
Two of Cups. Okay.
Absolutely. And based on what very limited information I have about the game or the team or anything, the best way for this team to be successful is for them to rely on each other, for bonds to be strengthened.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm kind of getting, even like without looking at the cards, that there's a possibility for things to improve.
Oh my gosh.
So
huge news.
Yeah. And so I have the Five of Wands reversed. This is actually a really good card.
Oh, okay. Yes. Why is this so good?
So this is good because the strength of the team is within its members. And so there's like no conflict here. You know, okay. Like it looks like they're fighting on this card, but actually there is going to be a new sense of faith. I feel like later in the season, at least the last few months, I don't know how long a season lasts.
Yeah, like, you know, it's 162 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I would say it's not off to a good start, but with teamwork, makes the dream work.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like we're going to see some good clubhouse chemistry, like with the guys. Like, are they going to be good friends? Are they going to be vibing together?
Absolutely. All of those things. But we have the Nine of Pentacles, which means that later in the season, things are going to get better.
I'm
getting
some more wins,
but it's like, again, I'm getting later in the season.
Yeah.
So whatever they're doing right now, as far as teamwork, as far as faith, as far as trust, that is what's going to ensure the Nine of Pentacles card here. It's going to ensure a positive later season.
Okay. Yeah. So basically the gist I'm getting is like, okay, we're going to have like a really rough start. Mm-hmm. Things aren't going to be a lot of fun at the start of the season.
Yeah.
But like, don't let that get our hopes down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hmm.
Do you
Absolutely.
Know what,
there's always hope.
Do you want to know what I'm hearing?
What are you hearing?
I'm hearing Veen season.
Veen season.
I'm hearing Veen season. Later in the season, he'll be with the team. Things are going to be great.
So there is a prospect named Zach Veen who is like he is the Rockies' top prospect right now. And we are just wondering if this is the season where we are going to see him debut. I feel like he will.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At least that's what I'm getting.
You're getting this.
I'm always so one thing about me, I always forget what I say on readings. So I'm not gonna remember this.
Well, I'm glad we're recording it. I'm glad we're recording it so you can remember. Do you not remember it because it like is just so like
it's just kind of like
your head and
me.
Coming out?
Yeah. Oh. It's just coming through me. I don't know. I know it sounds woo-woo and all, but
no, I love it. I think we were talking a little bit before about you following intuition to and
Absolutely.
We can talk more about it after
Absolutely.
We see all these cards.
We have the Three of Cups.
So we have
Super
a Two of Cups
positive.
And a Three of Cups.
Super positive.
Super positive.
Because this is, again, teamwork. The team is going to be successful.
They're going to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I like to hear
that's
that.
That's going to, like, ensure their success. Mm-hmm. But, again, I'm just getting later in the season. I don't know. Again, I don't know anything could happen. Mm-hmm. And I always tell my clients that don't get so, attached to the future.
Yeah.
Because that can change.
Yeah.
You know? It's all possibilities. But I'm getting, like, a positive or an uptick in like the wins of the season or in the success of the season, but it's not going to start that great. At least that's what I'm getting intuitively.
Yeah. I mean, I think that sounds like it could make sense. Kale, do we have questions going on right now?
No, we have Bauer news.
Oh, we have Bauer news.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna address the Bauer news in a second because we still need to finish this.
Totally.
We do have Bauer news. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Okay. What else do we have? How many cards do you draw when you do a tarot reading?
I don't know.
You don't know. You just keep drawing.
I just keep drawing until I feel like it's time to stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything to be said about the order that things come in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we have the moon here, which is a major arcana.
Ooh.
And that is like the big theme. Mm-hmm. And I think the theme this year or this season is, again, about trust. About trusting and building stronger emotional bonds.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds a little bit cliche, but that's what's really going to help this season. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, I'm kind of seeing this over the span of a few months.
Yeah. Okay.
And so again, this is not to say that this is like set in stone, but just based on the energy of the league, I'm just getting a big surprise here. It's going to surprise something.
There's going to be a surprise?
Like a positive surprise.
A positive surprise?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is Chris Bryant going to play?
That trade would also be a big surprise.
It could be a big surprise. Yes.
The Rockies very rarely make trades in the middle of a season ever. So that
you
would
never
be like
know.
One positive surprise.
Yeah. But definitely a positive surprise towards the middle of the season.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
This is so cool. This has been so enlightening. Now, how did you start tarot reading? Like, how did you get into this?
Such a great question. Let me see if I could make my answer a little shorter.
Okay.
So I started in 2016, mm-hmm. but I've always had this, I guess, gift. Mm-hmm. I started really exploring it as a teenager when I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who is a psychic that I'm still friends with to this day. And she was the one that really told me about, like, my ability. And so I decided to trust it.
That's so amazing. So yeah, you just always felt like that. Your intuition is so strong.
Absolutely.
Is that overwhelming for you when you walk into like certain situations?
Yes, I have to turn it off.
Oh my God. Did you have to turn it off when you got into here? Because I feel like there's a lot of mental baggage in here.
Absolutely.
An accurate reading. This is so great. Is there anything else we need to know about like what we've seen? Any other final thoughts?
So I feel like final thoughts, I know I tend to repeat myself, but don't lose the faith. Don't lose faith.
I love this. Sakile, where can we find you? Where mm-hmm. can we follow your work? Plug your stuff.
All right. So I work at Spirit Ways on Fridays and Saturdays from 12 to 6. Mm-hmm. Also, I have my own website called Ngozi's Alcove, and I'll spell it out for everyone. Mm-hmm. It is www.ngozisalcove.com. So nice. Ngozi'sAlcove.com. Ngozi'sAlcove is also on Instagram. And I will try my best to add more videos and more photos as I go.
This is amazing. I'll put a link to that in the description of this podcast.
Absolutely.
So after the show is over, I will add some links, you guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you were able to come in.
Thanks for having me.
We should do it again sometime.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Thank you.
This was so cool. This was so amazing. All right. We got to shout out a couple more things, and then we have to figure out the news. But first, we're going to talk about the American Raptors. If you haven't heard of American Raptors, they're Rugbytown USA's newest rugby team. The American Raptors are athletes who have competed at the highest level of their respective sports. Coming from backgrounds in nearly every professional sport in the world, these guys possess all the necessary skills to excel at rugby. And the best thing about hitting up an American Raptors game, they're totally free. So head over to AmericanRaptors.com, grab your free ticket for the upcoming season, or you can stream their games from their website. And even better, our guy Colton Strickler has it all covered for you with the weekly DNVR Rugby podcast. So you can learn more about rugby from Colton's 101 Rugby podcasts. He's got exclusive interviews with athletes and coaches, and it's rugging awesome. Did I say that right?
No idea.
All of that and more at AmericanRaptors.com. And guys, save the best for last. It is open enrollment time right now for individual health plans now through January 15th for Denver Health. So the Denver Health Medical Plan offers Elevate Exchange Plans. So those are available on the Connect for Health marketplace with great benefits and affordable plan choices. And you can also call direct at 303-602-4912 and sign up online at denverhealthmedicalplan.org. So this is huge, guys. If you're ever in a position where you have a job that is not giving you health insurance, this is just going to make it so much easier. You have to take care of your health. You have to have that insurance. And the Elevate Exchange plans have options for individuals, for families looking for cost-effective quality health insurance, and for those who might not get coverage through their employer, or if you might be self-employed and you need to get coverage that way. So those Elevate Exchange plans include adult dental and vision at no additional cost. That's amazing too, because you don't see that very often. So this year they're offering lower monthly premiums than any plan currently available on the marketplace. And they've added new mental health benefits too. That is so important too, because your mental health is your health as well. So I'm so glad that they are taking that super seriously. So go online, give them a call. That number again is 303-602-4912. Plan members have options to receive care at any of their 10 family health centers in the Denver area. or at the main hospital outpatient medical center at Denver Health. And additionally, this year, they have virtual mental health options for those who need a convenient resource for their medical, for their mental health. They are an NCQA accredited health plan, which means they have a high quality of care. That open enrollment for the runs through January 15th. Again, call today at 303-602-4912. And we're going to have that link in the description, but it is denverhealthmedicalplan.org. All right, guys, who's going to report on the Trevor Bauer news for me? Because, again, I've been... What happened? Do we really have...
Are you reading ads?
I'm not reading ads anymore. What did Jeff Passan say?
He said the Los Angeles Dodgers are designating right-hander Trevor Bauer for assignment, sources tell ESPN.
Wow.
The Dodgers will need $22.5 million. Bauer can sign with any major league team for the $720,000 minimum and can play immediately after completing a record long
suspension. Wow. Of course, I have no internet now, so I can't even read this for myself. Here. All right, come on. Oh, thank you. Magical. All right, per Jeff Passan, this just went out at about 10 minutes ago. The Los Angeles Dodgers are designating right-hander Trevor Bauer for assignment, sources tell ESPN. The Dodgers will eat the $22.5 million Bauer can sign with any major league team for the $72,000 minimum and can play immediately after completing his record-long suspension. Jeff Passan tweeted that. Thank you.
Yes.
So that's the news right there. I was wondering what they were going to do. I'm kind of relieved. This is not a news broadcast. This is a podcast. And my personal opinion is that we should not be celebrating people who are interested in violence towards women, consensually or not. That's disgusting. Makes me sick talking about it. Fair. Very mm-hmm. fair. So, yeah, that is the big news. Do we have any other comments? Do we have questions? Do we have?
None. No.
None. No. Wow. No super chats? No super chats? No questions? The nerve. The absolute nerve. All right. I'm glad we found out. I knew we were going to find out this news during the show. I knew we were. I knew it. We got to do it. We need a palate cleanse. We need a change of pace. Kale, how are you doing? How was your holiday?
My holiday was fantastic. Went to Jackson Hole, skied a whole bunch, and then had some good time on New Year's with my friends. It was a great holiday.
What did you guys do for New Year's?
We rented a house up in Grand Lake and had a house party.
Ooh.
It was very fun.
Oh my gosh, I love a house party.
Yeah. It was a blast.
Oh my gosh, I love that for you. I've been in Florida for like more than a week. I got back super early this morning. Has anyone been to Tampa?
Yes.
Has anyone been to Tampa? Is not okay, you guys. There is something wrong there. There's something deeply wrong in Tampa. Like, it was lovely. Like, I had a great time. My mom has a house down there, so like I was just chilling. It feels like a different country. Okay, so the airport there is amazing. So the airport is a masterpiece of infrastructure. It is so well laid out. Like, I mean, it is just, if you're used to the Denver airport, like this is just like the biggest improvement ever. But the people there are a nightmare. It's not good. So I was going through security and the woman in front of me in line, this is insane. I cannot believe I witnessed this with my eyes. The woman in front of me in line was wearing this huge puffy winter coat. And it's like, it was like 80 degrees out with like 800% humidity. So I was like, how did she even get into the air? Why is she wearing this? So the security, all the TSA people keep saying, oh, you have to take off your coat. And she's like, I can't take it off. I'm not wearing anything under it. So like, and she like zipped it. She had like unzipped it a little bit and was like, no, look, I have nothing under it. And they're like, okay, well, like next time you come to the airport, can you please like wear something under your jacket? I have so many unanswered questions. Where is she going? How did she get into the airport in such hot conditions wearing that? Why did she? I don't understand. And then at the end of security, so I had some sunscreen confiscated, but it was like expensive sunscreen. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to do the thing where you mail it to yourself. But this woman, this other woman, this 80-year-old woman made of leather comes up to me. She looks at my bottle of sunscreen that they're taking away. She was like, they shouldn't even take that away from you because women don't blow up planes. So you should be able to keep that. I'm like, ma'am, we are still at TSA. You can't talk about blowing up planes. But she's not wrong. She's like, women don't blow up planes. I'm like, shush. Do not include me in this. Do not.
Whoa. We did get one question.
We have a question. I'm going to finish my story because I have one more. There's more. Okay, this was actually insane. So after I get through security, there's a little, one of those restaurants. I want to grab a grilled cheese. I wanted to grab some food. But I'm like, oh gosh, I'm boarding soon. So I'd ordered it. And then I was like, I don't know. I'm boarding in a couple of minutes. Can you guys make it that fast? And he was like, we can make it in 6 minutes and 41 seconds. I was like, okay, super random. I don't know if you're messing with me or not. So I'm waiting. I get the notification that we started boarding. I'm looking around and I can't find anyone who works at this little restaurant. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to wait for a minute. And then I'm not missing a flight over a grilled cheese sandwich. So
not again.
I've missed a lot of flights in my life. So I'm not going to miss over a grilled cheese sandwich. So I'm like, okay, I didn't pay for it yet. And it's just a grilled cheese. I'm just going to have to go over to board. And as I'm about to get on the plane, the dude comes running down the terminal and he's like, hey, I have that grilled cheese that we rushed to make you. And I was like, oh wow. I'm about to get on the plane. He was like, well, we really did a lot to make this grilled cheese for you. I was like, oh, thank you. I appreciate it. But I have to go. And he's like, well, you could have just, and I was like, sir, I don't appreciate your attitude right now. He's like, I don't appreciate your attitude. You're a Karen. He called me a Karen.
What?
For declining a grilled cheese sandwich.
You're the one that got grilled.
I got grilled. So I'm everyone is just what? Did we just witness? How did this just happen? So then he storms away and then he comes back and I'm like, okay, can someone please make sure this man's not about to murder me? He comes back and he's like, actually, I want you to have the sandwich. Just take the sandwich. Just take it. And I was like, I do not want the sandwich, sir. Thank you. He's like, take the sandwich. Take the sandwich. I'm like, sir, I do not want the sandwich. Thank you very much. Please leave me alone. It was actually trauma. So that was my time at the Tampa International Airport. It was just so much fun. And I'm glad I got that off my chest. All right, we've got some comments to address. I love comments.
Yeah.
What do we have?
Here's one from Logan. Who on the Rockies roster would be the most likely to use tarot cards?
Oh, I love this. Who is open to this stuff? Well, we know not a Rocky, but Liam Hendricks is a big tarot guy, big astrology guy. I have, let's see. Who would it be? I feel like Charlie Blackman would be open to it. I feel like he would be. He would be open to it.
That's a top tier answer.
That's a top tier answer right there. Who else would be into it? I feel like we don't know Brent Suter yet, but I feel like he could. He's open to ideas. He's open to ideas. I'm going to say Charlie Blackman. That's my answer. That's my answer. Thank you, guys. And do we have anything else?
And
anything
then
good?
One more. Are the Rockies really going to rely on Nolan Jones this year?
I don't know. they might. Should they? Maybe not. But they might.
It's a surprise.
When is Ryan Rolison going to be brought up? I can see the comments now, by the way. Thank you, Andy. That's a good... Because Ryan Rolison... I feel like we should have seen Ryan Rolison already, and we haven't. So if he can get it together and he can be healthy and he can, make this comeback, I don't see why we wouldn't see him this year. I don't see why not. Let's see. Oh, Chase said Chuck is a devout Christian, so I doubt it. I know I'm a Christian. You don't think God's out there delegating? He's busy. The world's a mess. He's got stuff to do. Anyway, my mentions are going to be awful after this.
As usual,
but this is fun. Where are we for showtime? Kale.
We are at 33 minutes.
33 minutes. Listen, this is still an off-season show, so I think we got everything done that we need to get done. We that have a tailgate. We got to talk about the tailgate. We got one more tailgate this year, this season. What time is the tailgate, guys?
11.
The Broncos? The Broncos.
11.
That's 11. Thank you. I should have written it down, but I didn't. We got a tailgate at 11. It is the last tailgate of the year. You know, we got food. We got drinks. It's like a deal, too. It's much cheaper than all the other tailgates. Because why not? We, again, you know, I mentioned we have that 80s retro party with Breck on Friday the 13th, a week from today. I can't wait for that. I love a good retro theme. And right now, it's FAC. It's the Friday Afternoon Club.
Yes.
So we're going to go and we're going to have some bevvies after this. Me and my live studio audience. It's going to be a really good time. We're getting facked up. We're getting facked up, as we like to say here. Yeah, follow us on Twitter at DNVR_Rockies. Kale, where can we find you?
At Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's.
Kale with two L's. And you can find me at The Susie Hunter on all platforms. And listen, you know what they say about me closing a show.
What do they say?
I still don't know how to do it, so I will just say goodbye, and I will see you next week.